for the abrupt introduction, everybody. Good afternoon. I am Mitch Petrie here on with the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. We got started a couple of moments early. It's the Wetumpka Indians versus the Helena Huskies. Try to work our way through the best we can. Indians will serve as the visiting team here this afternoon. We got started just about 10 minutes early. And waiting for that one to come on back. Apologies again, everybody. We got off to quite the early start here this afternoon. And it's Lexi Smith up at the plate right now. And she takes the 0-1 pitch upstairs. And that will make it a even count here. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 to Smith is way north, and that'll make it a 2-1 count. Again, my apologies to everybody here getting a jump on this one just a tiny bit earlier than anticipated, and that one is called strike one here. Well, we welcome you in. It's a 2-2 count here. Lexi Smith up at the plate. Again, jumped off to a real early start here. It's the Indians versus the Helena Huskies here in game two. Waving a miss from Smith, and that she goes down on the strikeout here to start off the ball game. Again, apologies, everybody. We started this game about 8 minutes early. Was just getting ready to go on the air and do our little bit of our pregame show, and I look up and it's first pitch. Again, apologies, everybody. Lexi Smith goes down on strikeout. Indians are serving as the home team, and we'll try. That one is a high pop-up straight up and back. First baseman is hustling over and makes the catch in front of the net. It's Treywick, who made an impeccable play right there, kind of fouling into the net, a little Derek Jeter-esque over there. Two down for the Indians. So it's the Indians and the Huskies. Indians come in with a 45-5 record, and Huskies, on the other hand, they were the number one qualifier out of the Central Region, 30-14-1, the defending state champions, and looking to go back and back. It's Sophie Arant up at back to back. Sophie Arant up at the plate now, and she is in the box. It's a 1-0 count. That one misses south of the zone, and now it's 2-0. A lot of juniors and seniors on this Huskies team trying to run back the state championship. They took it over Saraland last year. The 2-0 is fouled out of play down the first base side from Aran as Indians searching for their first base runner of the game. Again, apologies, everybody. Now, last time I apologized for it, but again, they started this game about 8 minutes early. Both coaches were ready to go, supposedly, and what led to our abrupt start here. Pop fly on the 2-1 pitch, straight away to a second base. There to make the grab is Allie Cantley. Indians go up, three down, and we will be back in just a moment. Bottom of the first coming your way on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Here at home with Baptist Health. From emergency care to advanced heart services, orthopedics, and women's health, Baptist Health is delivering the kind of care our community deserves, close to home. Their team of physicians, nurses, and specialists are committed to one thing, you and your family, because great health care isn't about treatment, it's about trust. Choose the care more families across Central Alabama count on every day. Baptist Health, stronger together.
When it it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
And we welcome you back here, bottom of the first, set to get underway. It's the Indians and the Helena Huskies here. And both teams trying to find their way to a state title. Before we get there, though, your starting lineups presented by First Community Bank. It's the exact same lineup in the field for the Indians as it was in game one. Layla Culpepper making her second start of the day, being caught by Alyssa Brown. Sophie Arant over at first. Lexi Smith at second. Bailey Carlisle at shortstop. Taylor Carlisle over at third. Autumn Holland out in left field. In center field, Jalen Merle and Madison Calloway out in right field. Your starting lineups presented by First Community Bank. Bottom of the first here, Indians were retired in consecutive order, three up, three down to start off the ball game. It's Culpepper on the mound, and the first pitch is just a little bit downstairs there, 1-0. It's Macy Brashears, the shortstop for the Huskies, who is up at the plate first. She's a sophomore here, but earned the leadoff spot. First pitch is laced into shallow right field. It's a base hit, line drive. And that was actually the second pitch, apologies. So leadoff woman gets on, a base hit for Macy Brashears, and Lily Sanderson, the left fielder, will come up to the box next. Wearing jersey number 21. Leadoff woman on for the Huskies, and now Lily Sanderson, the left fielder, up at the plate. Showing bunt and lays down a good one. Culpepper's going to have to hustle to make the throw to first. Won't even be able to. Back-to-back base hit singles here for the Helena Huskies. Ooh, now are in striking territory. Back-to-back singles. First came on a true base hit. That one is a single. Hayden Trawick, the third baseman, up at the box now. Chance to take an early lead here in the bottom of the first. Warner thought about going to third. Did Brashears over at a second. Elects to hold back. Much windier and much warmer now as the 1-0 is bounced in front of the plate. Alyssa Brown will hustle back to go get it. It's a 2-0 count. Both runners advance to second and third. Nobody out here in the top of the first. And it's a 2-0 count here to Trawick, who's showing bunt now. Let's see if she elects to pull back. Safe there. Just trying to swing away. That one skipped in front of the plate. Again, a 3-0 count here, and Culpepper in danger of walking. The base is loaded. The 3-0 upstairs. All three of the leadoff runners on for the Huskies. And in danger here as a designated player, Carrington Schaefer will come up to the plate. Bases juiced with nobody out, and Indians in danger here of letting the Huskies jump out to an early lead. We talked about it in that first game. It's so hard to play from behind. That one is fouled straight back into the backstop, and thank God for this net, or else I might have just received my third concussion. That wasn't a strike, though. It was a foul tip. 0-1 foul back into the backstop again. 0-2. It's an 0-2 count here as Culpepper looks for her first out of the inning, and now's as good a time as any with the bases juiced. The 0-2. Really good pitch on the outside edge of the plate. Indians crowd doesn't like it, and hard to blame them. Wind is really started to blow here. It's blowing in from left center field, but really more so across from left to right. Try to get those numbers for you here in just a minute. It has significantly warmed up here compared to game one, as you might expect. The 1-2 misses upstairs, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two is chopped foul straight into the backstop down the third base side. Try the 2-2 again. A base hit into the gap. Jalen Morrell will field it. One run will score. Two runs will score and end is second. Not able to lay down the tag. A 2 RBI double for Carrington Schiefer, and Huskies lead it 2-0. Trawick checks up at third base, and Huskies here strike first in the bottom of the first. It's Henley Trawick up at the plate now, serving as the first baseman this afternoon. Line drive into right field. It's over the head of an outstretched Callaway, and one run will score. They both will. Henley hustling for third. The throw not in time, and in a rundown, caught trying to go home, and tossing back and forth. Alyssa Brown is trying to run her down, and Taylor Carlisle got the tag. What? Taylor Carlisle tried to lay down the tag, but I guess she didn't. So an inside the park home run for the Huskies. Now they lead it 5-0. Tough break for the Indians. I think Coach Otwell here is going to call time. He's going to come out to the mound. It is a 5-0 ball game, and just in the blink of an eye, we get started right away. And Coach Otwell is going to make a pitching change here. I believe Abigail Adams is going to come in and go the rest of the way here. Tough break for the Indians, and get some defensive substitutions here as well. So it'll be Abigail Adams on the mound. Layla Culpepper will head over to third base. Taylor Carlisle will take the spot of Jalen Morrell out in center field. We're going to let Adams get warm here just for a moment. We'll be back here in just a couple of moments after she does. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
And adventure, you'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Come on, come to Collier!
For Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Well, it's the bottom of the first here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, and off to a quick lead. The Helena Huskies lead it 5-0 over the Indians. Just Culpepper didn't have her best stuff, and still searching for that first out. First pitch called, strike one, though. It's Abigail Adams on the mound now, in the circle now. So it's still everybody in the same spot that they were in, except Culpepper slides over to third base, and Taylor Carlisle moves out into center field. The 0-1 from Adams is a foul tip straight back into the backstop, 0-2. And you saw the, or you just heard the way they hit around in those first couple of batters. And so Adams, a strikeout here would go a long way for her confidence here to start off her afternoon. Base hit right back up the middle on the ground. Adams tried to snag it, but it was too hard, just a little bit too late. So RBI, or a single there for the right fielder, Tatum Cooper. Now the center fielder, Bailey Sprouse, will come up to the plate. Showing bunt, but drops it foul straight away down the third base side. 0-1. A lot of juniors and seniors, sophomores on this Huskies team. I mentioned they won the state championship last year. They won it over the Saraland Spartans and looking to go back-to-back. Called strike two there from Adams against Sprouse. There is a runner on first. Indians are still searching for the first out of the ballgame. Yo, two is upstairs, and off for second is Cooper. A 1-2 count now. The 1-2, base hit, right back up the middle. A diving Carlisle, unable to get it. And in to cross the plate. It's a 6-0 game as Cooper runs around the bases. Indians just can't seem to find that first out. Bailey Sprouse with an RBI single. It's worth noting, though, that the day's not over for the Indians. They will play again at 4 o'clock. It's a double elimination tournament here, so obviously going to have a long way to go if they drop this game. First pitch swinging from Henley. It's Lily Henley, the opposing pitcher, up at the plate now. It was fouled straight back and over the backstop. Adams, the 0-1. It's a high pop-up. A couple of players making chase for it, but Bailey Carlisle will come over and make the grab, and a much-needed out for the Indian finally comes after the Huskies score 6. Nine-hole hitter for the Huskies. And Izzy Weiss, the catcher, steps up to the plate with a runner on first and one down here in the bottom of the first. Call strike one. Adams finds the heart of the plate. Adams, the 0-1, and misses just a tad inside there. Close call, but will not get the call. Count evens up at one apiece. The 1-1 is taken for strike two on the outside edge of the plate. Adams has worked her way ahead in counts so far since entering the game. Has given up a couple of hits. The 1-2 off the neck of the bat, grounded foul down the third base side. Count remains where it is. The 1-2 for a second time. It's grounded foul down the third base side again. Catcher Izzy Weiss is up at the plate. Runner on first. A check swing, fly ball. Adams calls everybody off and makes the grab. And Indians get the much-needed second out, but it's the top of the order back up for the Huskies. Macy Brashears, who singled in her first time up, back up at the plate now. Brashears showing bunt, but pulls back, swinging away and fouling it straight back into the backstop, 0-1. Showing bunt again, but elects to pull back. The 0-1, it's a one hopper to Bailey Carlisle. The throw over to first and in time. The Indians escape without further damage, but the Huskies plate six here. Indians gonna need to get the bats going. A big deficit after one. 6-0 on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Top of the second, Indians facing a big deficit here after the Huskies batted around in the bottom of the first. Taylor Carlisle, Bailey Carlisle, Autumn Holland do up here. They're going to look to get the bats going here for the black and gold. It's Taylor Carlisle up at the plate now. First pitch to her is called strike one. Nicks the outside edge of the plate. The 0-1 here to Taylor. There's a wave and a miss. 0-2. A pop-up and a diving Weiss, unable to make the catch there. There's a pop-up straight behind the dish, completely laid out for it, did Weiss. Taylor trying to stay alive. The 0-2 for a second time. Wave and a miss. Strikeout for Taylor Carlisle. And first out for the Huskies. Called strike one to Bailey Carlisle, who steps into the box now right at her knees. Just barely caught that low part of this plate. Called strike two to Carlisle, who leaves it on her shoulder. And 1-2 is fouled straight back into the backstop. Bailey trying to stay alive. Just like her sister in the game or in the at bat right before. Upstairs, 2-2. Good eye from Carlisle. You're trying to make Henley on the mound or in the circle. I'll work for it. A wave and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for the Huskies. Third one of the ball game for Helena. Henley with three strikeouts already in the batters that they faced. Indians struck out seven times in the game this morning and on pace to smash through that. Autumn Holland up the plate with two down. Will take strike one. The 0-1 is taken for a strike two on the inside edge of the plate. Off the end of the bat to the second baseman, over to first, and Indians retired in order. They got a lot of work to do ahead of them, but first they've got to keep the Huskies off the board. 6-0, Helena leads. We head to the bottom of the second on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagan in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagan and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagan understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagan is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
The
Wetumpka Indians stay connected thanks to Central Access. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access, your local link to broadband. Online at centralaccess.com.
Bottom of the third here, or bottom of the second, apologies, as the Huskies lead it over the Indians 6-0. Been a rough go of it for the Indians so far. The Huskies batted around in the top of the first. It's 2-3-4 due up for the Huskies. Elias Sanderson, Hayden Trawick, and Carrington Schaefer all up at the plate. Abigail Adams came into the game after the first five runs were suffered by Culpepper. And first pitch swinging here. It's a fly ball to straight right field. And Madison Callaway unable to make the grab. Taylor Carlisle is going to have to hustle. And a leadoff triple there. Looks like she might have thought about rounding the bases. But Lily Sanderson will stay content over there at third. A leadoff triple for the Huskies. Up at the plate now, it's Hayden Trawick. And first pitch from Adams, an off-speed pitch that just barely breaks out of the zone. 1-0. Trawick drew a walk in her last time up. Adams, the 1-0, is fouled straight back into the backstop. Will not us up here. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 is just a tad outside off the plate, much like the first pitch of the at-bat, breaking ball that just barely ducktails out of the zone at the end of it. 2-1. Adams carries an 8-2 record with one save here into this ball game. 21 games for her and 11 starts. The 2-1 bounce in front of the plate makes it a 3-1 hitter's count. She's pitched 75 and a third innings across the season, 28 runs given up, 24 of those earned, 14 walks to 29 strikeouts with a 2.1 earned run average. Her last time out was in the area championship against Stanhope Elmore. And 3-1 just misses a tad low and inside. First walk of the ball game suffered by Adams. Now runners on the corners here with nobody down. Called strike one. Good recovery pitch after the five-pitch walk from Adams. It's the designated player, Carrington Schaefer, up at the plate. Had a double in her last time up. Pitch downstairs, 1-1. As a reminder, it is a double elimination tournament, so if the Indians do fall to the Huskies here, they still have a way to the state championship. Granted, it'll be a much longer path. Good recovery pitch, 1-2 from Adams. Called strike two. There should be a long road ahead of them. Wind is blowing all around. The pitch is off and rolls to the backstop. The runner on third comes around and scores. The throw not in time from Brown down to Adams. 7-0 Huskies. There's a ball, by the way, so two balls, two strikes. hard hit, fly ball, but trailing foul, and it lands foul just a couple of feet beyond the third base line. Count will stay where it is, 3 balls, 2 strikes. The 2-2 skipped in front of the plate. It's a full count here. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Payoff is a pop-up. In no man's land, Bailey Carlisle hustles all the way over and makes the catch behind at third base, one down. Still a runner on second here as Henley Trawick, the first baseman, will come up to the plate. It's a 7-0 ball game. The Huskies lead it over the Indians here in the bottom of the second. Called strike one, nicks the inside edge of the plate. Great location there from Adams. 0-1. The 0-1 is ripped but foul and out of play down the third base line. Missed it on the 0-2 pitch, just a tad outside off the plate.
We don't.
1-2 is outside, 2-2. It's the Trawick sisters on base right now. Hayden, the third baseman, is at second and signaling pitches to her sister. And nothing doing. It's a high pop-up and it's straight away. Shallow center field, actually. Scratch that. It was in the infield. Lexi Smith settles under it and makes the grab. 2 down. Tatum Cooper up at the plate. The right fielder singled in her last time up. Rush line drive on the first pitch. Autumn Holland settles under it in left field a couple of feet in front of the fence. The Huskies tack on one more. 7-0. They lead it as we head to the top of the third on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Protect what...
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
Whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER, Baptist Ortho Now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week. Open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Check them out online at baptisthealth.org. Indians trail it by 7 here and trying to get the bats going. 7-8-9 due up for the Indians. Still searching for that first base runner of the ball game. Alyssa Brown, Madison Calloway, and Kyla Richardson gonna lead us off. Those three due up. First pitch swinging from Brown. Nothing doing. 0-1. Brown steps out of the box for a moment, but returns now. Ready for the 0-1, and it's well upstairs. Good eye from Brown. Evens up the count here. 1-1. For those of you wondering, I did, in fact, pack my sunscreen, and going to need every bit of it here. It's a little cloudy out here, but the sun bursting through. The 1-1. Wave and a miss. The 1-2 is high and outside, missing in two spots there, and you can hear the wind starting to pick up. Ten-mile-an-hour winds with gusts up to 17. That one, the 2-2 downstairs. And a full count here to Alyssa Brown, trying to become the first base runner of the ballgame for the Indians. Off. Foul back into the backstop. We'll try it again. Alyssa Brown not willing to go down without a fight. The senior carries a lot of experience into this one. Been the starting catcher for the black and gold for the last 4 years. Part of that state winning the state championship team in 2023. Knows what it takes to get it done in big spots and continues to stay alive. Fouls that one back and out of play. We'll try the payoff pitch here for a third time. Mentioned those gusts coming from left field to right field could impact some potential fly balls out there if the gusts pick up. Foul back again. Alyssa Brown in an absolute war here with the pitcher, Lily Hensley. Tenth pitch of the at-bat coming here in an absolute war between Alyssa Brown and Henley. A payoff, wave and a miss. A battle claimed victory by the Huskies. That is strikeout number 4 on the day for Henley. And Madison Calloway will come up to the plate here for the Indians. Takes ball 1 low and inside. The 1-0 is called strike 1. Right over the heart of the plate, Calloway. And Calloway leaves it on her shoulder and knots up the count here, 1-1. A wave and a miss, 1-2. Calloway looks to get things going here for the Indians. Hard hit line drive, but right to the second baseman, Cantley, who barely had to move a muscle. Good contact there from Calloway, but she hit it right to her. 2 down. Foul tip there from Kyle Richardson, the 9-hole hitter for the Indians, and sole lefty in the starting lineup. Serving as the designated player this afternoon, the 0-1. Called strike 2. 0-2 is fouled straight back off the neck of the bat there and fighting to stay alive, Kyla Richardson. Remains an 0-2 count here to Kyla Richardson. And that one skipped on the outside edge of the plate, bounced in front of it as well, 1-2. The winner of this game will go on to face off against Spain Park or Saraland. Whoever wins that game, Indians could potentially meet Saraland again. Foul tip straight back and off the backstop. Richardson not going down without a fight. The 1-2 off the neck of the bat, a slow roller. Nice play from the third baseman. Trey Wick over to her sister at first. They get it in time. Indians, three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the third. They look to hold the Huskies right where they are. They trail by seven on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
The third here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. The Indians trail it by seven, and it's the Helena Huskies up at the plate. As a reminder, we are not allowed to show live video of the playing surface due to AHSAA restrictions. First pitch swinging, and it's a pop-up into no man's land in shallow left field. Autumn Holland will come over and snag it, but not before it hits the outfield grass. A leadoff single for Bailey Sprouse, the center fielder. Had a single in her last time up, and now it'll be the pitcher, Lily Hensley, who comes up to the dish. Hensley popped up in her last time out. The first pitch is just a little bit south, 1-0. Called strike one. Nice recovery there from Adams. The 1-1 missed just a tiny bit upstairs. Two and one. The 2-1. Hard hit, line drive right back up the middle. Taylor Carlisle will snag it out in center field, but it goes down as a base hit. Back-to-back singles for the Huskies to start off the bottom of the third. Nine-hole hitter Izzy Weiss, the catcher, due up at the plate. apologies, folks, if you were looking at my pasty self. Got to make sure we keep that sunscreen on. Getting a pinch runner here for Hensley over at first base. It will... I have no idea who it is. They are not on my roster. Apologies, folks. You're going to have to bear with me here. Try to see if we can't figure that out in a couple of moments. Mentioned, though, it is the catcher, Izzy Vice, up at the plate with a two on and nobody out. Getting some signals from our coach over there down the third base line, and I imagine this one might be a bunt. Try to knock two over with nobody out, and shows a bunt and drops down a good one that goes foul down the third base side. So everybody will retreat to where they are, or where they were, apologies. Runners on first and second here for the Huskies. And in 0-1 count here. Coach Hotwell coming out with a couple signals of her own. We'll see if Vice likes to stick with the bunt. She will. She lays down a good one. Adams snags it. The throw to first is in time. Both runners advanced, though, successfully. A good sacrifice there. And now top of the order. Dua back up here for the Huskies. It's Macy Brashears up at the plate here for the Huskies with two runners in scoring position and just one out. Looking to extend this 7-0 lead for the Huskies. And quick stoppage there. There's a big dust up that came across the field. Got in the eyes of Alyssa Brown. First pitch. Missed just a tad on the outside edge of the plate there from Adams. Looked good all the way through. And missed that one as well. Two and out. Same spot. Two runners in scoring position. It's a 2-0 count here to Brashears. Singled, grounded out thus far. Takes ball three, just barely on the inside edge right there. Three consecutive balls from Abigail Adams. Nice recovery pitch there from Adams. Makes it a 3-1 count. Brashears elects to leave it on the shoulder and called strike one. 3-1 hitter's count, though. Adams with a 3-1. It's a hard hit line drive. Autumn Holland makes the grab in left field and throwing over to third. It'll go down as a sack fly there. Sprouse will come around and score. And it's an 8-0 ball game. The runner on second stays put. So there's two down now, and the first pitch called a strike one there to Lily Sanderson. Huskies lead it 8-0 after the sack fly. A pop-up into shallow center field. Holland makes the grab and will throw to second. And over to first, but not in time. 9-0, the Huskies lead it. The Huskies blew through Athens 13-5 in five innings in their first game of the tournament and looking to pick up their second run rule victory. Indians hopefully going to have something to say about that. It's a 9-0 ball game, and first pitch swinging there from Hayden Trawick. It's a 9-0 ball game and an 0-1 count here to Hayden Trawick. Abigail Adams still in the circle for the Indians. The 0-1. It is a high pop-up. Bailey Carlisle will call everybody off, and she will make the grab. It's a 9-0 ball game. Indians look to tack on a couple of runs and start working their way back into this deficit. This is the Collier Ford with Sumka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
It is the top of the fourth, and the Indians facing the biggest deficit they have all season long. They trail by 9 here as it's 1-2-3 due back up for the black and gold, still searching for the first base runner of the ball game. Lexi Smith will take ball 1 there on the outside edge of the plate. It's her, Layla Culpepper, and Sophie Arant due up in this inning. It's hopefully a lot more than that will come up to the plate. It's a big deficit. The Indians shown the ability to put together big innings as Smith takes upstairs 2-0. Henley has shown a great bit of command here. It's a called strike 1 there. Smith looks unhappy about the call, and I'd have to agree with her. Looks like it was outside and off the plate there, but the umpire disagrees. He'll give the call to the Huskies. 2-1. The pitch is called strike 2. No argument that time, though. That one right over the heart of the plate. Foul tip goes down as a strikeout right into the glove of Weiss, and that is strikeout number 5 for Hensley. She has just mowed through this Indians lineup. Layla Culpepper up at the plate for the Indians. Popped up in her last time out. First pitch swinging, fouls it straight back and onto the concourse. 0-1. The 0-1 is a pop-up straight away left field, and there to make the grab is Sanderson. 2 down. Freshman Sophie Arant will come up to the plate now for the Indians. Maybe look to get a bit of a two-out rally going. She popped up in her last time up. High and outside. Good eye from Arant on the first pitch. L1 is fouled back, or the 1-0, sorry, is fouled right back into the backstop. And knots up the count here, even. One ball, one strike. The Huskies do have someone out there warming up in the bullpen. Worth watching. 1-1 is fouled straight back and into the backstop, much like that last pitch. And one ball and two strikes. A 2-2, or the 1-2 is fouled straight back into the backstop from Arant. And she will continue to fight, trying to stay alive here. Come the first base runner of the ballgame for the Indians. The 1-2. Good eye. Downstairs and away. Two balls and two strikes. And upstairs, another good eye from Arant, and we are a full count here. Three balls, two strikes. Three, two, upstairs. And Sophie Arant draws the two-out walk. First runner of the ball game for the Indians. Taylor Carlisle comes up to the plate here, struck out in her last time up, and freshman got on. The eighth grader will look to do the same. Pitch. It's downstairs. Good eye. Still action out there in the bullpen for the Huskies. The 1-0 is a big cut from Taylor Carlisle there, and will even up the count here. One ball, one strike. Just swung a little bit under it that time. Hensley trying to bounce back from the walk. The 1-1. A wave and a miss. 1-2. Good eye from Carlisle on the 1-2. It was upstairs. Thought about swinging, but he likes to lay off of it. A good decision. Counts knotted at twos across the board. Two ball, two strikes, two outs. Arant stands at first. Pitch. Cut on and miss. That'll end the inning for the Indians. And we head to the bottom of the fourth. It's a 9-0 ball game. Huskies on top. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
bottom of the fourth here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, and it's a rough showing here for the black and gold. 9-0, the Helena Huskies lead it over the Indians. It's still Abigail Adams out on the mound for the Indians, who misses with the first pitch upstairs. 1-0. Hey, 1-0 is fouled straight back and into the backstop there. Actually, the pole of the backstop, not the net that time. It's Carrington Schaefer, up at the plate now, facing the 1-1 count. Huskies have had a base hit with every leadoff batter of the ball game so far. Indians like to change that here. That one was fouled down the third at base side. Well out of play. Nobody able to record the out, but it's a 1-2 count here for Abigail Adams and the Indians. The 1-2's off speed missed just a tiny bit low. The 2-2 is a base hit right back up the middle. Just about as cleanly as a base hit as you can draw up there for Schaefer and the Huskies. It is now Henley Trawick, the first baseman, up at the plate. She had that inside the park home run back in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch swinging from her. It's a ground ball over the outstretched glove of a diving Culpepper. And the play at third is not in time. It skips and it hits the umpire there off the glove, Culpepper, and that will blow the ball dead there. And hustling in the second was Trawick. So give her credit for the double there. Two runners in scoring position for the Huskies. It's Schaefer at third and Trawick at second. Tatum Cooper up at the plate now. Had a single in the top of the first. Called strike one. Cooper leaves it on the shoulder, and it catches the outside edge of the plate. Abigail Adams in the circle and trying to work out of this jam. Two in scoring position here as the Huskies lead it 9-0. One is crushed, and a foul ball landed just maybe less than a foot down the third base side. Certainly would have been extra bases had it came down and fell in fair territory. It was a lace line drive that would have one-hopped and hit the fence had it been fair. Now an 0-2 count here. Ground ball right back up the middle. Heads up play from Adams. Checks the runner back at third and a throw over to first. Everybody stays planted where they are, and Indians pick up a first out of the inning. Bailey Sprouse, the center fielder, collected two singles and her two trips up to the plate. Appearance number 3 for her on the afternoon. Adams comes set and delivers. It's a pop-up straightaway at center. Carlisle catches it and throwing behind the runner at third. And they do tag up and score. Schaefer comes around and gives the Huskies a double-digit lead, 10-0. First first pitch is off the foot there of Adams. It was a ground ball right to her. They throw it down to second, and they got her. And he says there is no run. They made the play at second before the runner came around to score in Hensley. It's 10-0 here for the Huskies. Top of the fifth coming your way in just a couple of moments on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Bailey Carlisle up at the plate, and a swing and a miss on the first pitch of the at-bat. Well, to avoid a run rule, and you don't see it too often here for the Indians, it's going to have to be a run scored. It's 10-0 after five innings, and we sit here in the top of the fifth with a 10-run deficit for the Indians. Carlisle shows bunt. And pulls back. It's called strike two. The 0-2 is a swinging bunt that pops up. The pitcher, Hensley, is unable to get it, and the leadoff woman on for the Indians. Credit that as a base hit. Not a pretty one, but there's no pictures in the box score. The Indians look to cut into this 10-run deficit here, as Autumn Holland will come up to the box. Just her second at-bat here in the ballgame. Grounded out to the second baseman, Cantley, in her last time up. First pitch swinging from Holland. It's a high pop-up fly ball into straightaway center field. Sprouse settles under it and makes the grab. That's the first out of the inning for the Indians. Alyssa Brown will come up to the plate. Struck out in our last time up. Looking to do some damage. High and outside. 1-0. Looks like it might have almost been a pitch out there for the Huskies. Carlisle, second on the team in stolen bases, has quite a few on the season. 35 stolen bases. She has not been caught stealing. And see if Coach Otwell tries to extend this game. Well, obviously, he'd like to. Anything can happen. We know this Indians team can recover from big deficits, down 4-0 against the Saraland Spartans back in Game 3 of the South Regional. The 1-1 is swung on and missed. And 1-2 count here for Alyssa Brown. Looking to avoid a strikeout in her second trip to the plate. The 1-2, upstairs, close call, but a good eye from Alyssa Brown extends this at bat. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The 2-2, high and upstairs, full count here to Alyssa Brown. Indians trying to work their way back. A 10-run deficit, the largest that they faced all season. The payoff. Foul straight back into the backstop. We saw it in Brown's first time up, an 11-pitch at-bat. Looking to keep that streak going here. Eighth pitch due up. There's one out as Bailey Carlisle stands at first base. A wave and a miss from Brown. Indians down to their last out. Madison Callaway in the box will take ball one inside. She's the last hope here for the black and gold. Carlisle off for second. And in there, plenty of time. Throw skipped in front of the bag. Brashears, the shortstop, comes over to cut it off. Now a 2-0 count after the pitch. After that pitch missed. A wave and a whiz from Callaway. Hensley trying to work her way back into the count. 7 strikeouts for her on the day already. Foul tip on the 2-1. And we're even. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner on second and Bailey Carlisle. A base hit. She likely scores and the Indians will cling on. The all-important pitch coming up. The 2-2. Foul straight back into the backstop. Callaway fighting to stay alive. Indians down to their last strike. Last out of the ball game. Got to plate at least one here. And inside, it's a full count. Looks like it almost got the toe of Callaway there, but just narrowly missed. Had a hard hit line drive last time that just went right to the shortstop. Payoff. It's a wave and a miss. The 8th strikeout of the game. And that will do it. Indians drop their first game here in the state tournament, but their day is not over. They will play again at 4 o'clock. They will move to the loser's bracket and face off against either Hartsell or Oxford at 4 o'clock. We'll let you know who they play in that one. Indians should never really recovered from that 6-run first inning. Huskies tacked on a couple more throughout. Just one base hit for the Indians. It was Bailey Carlisle here in the top of this 5th inning. A walk from Sophie Aran. And, well, that is just about it. Demoralizing game for the black and gold. They'll have to figure it out as they head to the loser's bracket. And they will face off against either Hartsell or Oxford. We will be on the air hopefully 5 or 10 minutes before first pitch, barring any early start times. We'll try to keep you posted with that as best we can. They caught us off guard here in game 2. Hopefully not the case in game 3. Thanks for being here with us this afternoon. We will see you hopefully in just about 2 hours on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.